Welcome to Queens Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is queen talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Bitches done showed up and glowed up.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
What it do? Wow.
You know what? I'm just gonna hop off because I can see you. I'm just ready to just, y'all, can't even do it. Bruh. So we have Mike back with us, a special guest. Doing this episode with us. He was on our masculine series. You guys apparently listened the hell out of his episode, and we enjoyed having him on, so we decided, bruh, we gotta have him back. He was like our top guest, like episode for the year.
For the year, bruh.
That's crazy. His episode is called Finding Out the Way, as a matter of fact. So if you want to take a listen, you haven't listened yet, then tap in.
It's a part of our masculine energy series. And it's so funny. I had a feeling, I was like, watch this be the favorite out the masculine energy theory. Sure enough.
Listen, I had to keep up with you ladies. You guys are just fantastic. So I'm very happy to be back. Oh my gosh. I don't know if anyone can tell. I haven't stopped smiling yet. It's good to see you both.
Y'all,
Like I said before we started, everybody's still as fine as I remember. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, come on. Come on.
Can everyone tell on the mic what everyone is drinking? I'm just curious.
Yeah, we're literally all drinking. So, okay, guys, I went downstairs and I whipped up something spectacular.
Ma'am, your eyes shaking all in the mic.
I'm sorry.
You got to click your nails against it like the influencers. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I went up, this is 1800 coconut, which is something I always drink. I added a few dollops of ice cubes in it, ice chips.
Okay.
And then I also added some lime juice. Nicole randomly had a refrigerator. And some tonic water and some random margarita mix. I'm here to tell you, it's 100%. So it's pretty much 70% alcohol, 30% chaser or mixer. So y'all know this episode about to be live. Jordan, what you drinking?
Wow.
That's how we like it.
I have vodka and I don't even, I just kind of grabbed it and I don't even know the name. And then I have some sweet and sour. Ooh. And I have a little bit of blueberry Simply's. And I just.
Ooh. Wow. Baby, set it off. That sounds delicious.
All right.
Drinking all night.
You know, I've got me some good old fashioned wine over here.
Okay.
Just some wine. Just to take the edge off, you know.
I feel like I'm about to really
just
show
some wine. Wine really be turning you up, man. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah.
I may have hung over on some wine. I'm talking about on my ass.
Listen, wine keeps me sexy. Wine keeps me sexy.
It is.
Oh my God.
For sure. All right, y'all, let's get into it. We're going to start off with some updates. So how's y'all, first of all, Mike, how have you been? What have you been up to? How's your week been? Just give us all of it.
You know, I've been really good. Life is trying to teach me something. I still haven't figured out exactly what yet, but I'm just kind of rolling with it. My birthday is on Sunday. So December the 17th, I'm super excited. I got some plans, but you know me, I don't believe in the plans until the day of, so I got to see it. I got to be dressed and head into it. You know what I mean? So
it's hilarious.
When your birthday is 8 days before Christmas, that's when everybody remember they got to buy their kids something. That's when everybody remember they got to go out of town. Oh. So, you know,
you be shooting the breeze for real.
Listen, I kicked it.
Okay.
Kicked it. I'm hitting the last little circuit for this roster. And then, you know, everybody's got to go. We're starting fresh. We're getting in a new freshman class.
Happy New Year.
For the spring. We're getting in.
Wow. Check down on that. So you got a new roster, your birthday coming up. It's a new year, new you. Mm-hmm. Wow. You all the way live.
We're keeping this roster now, what we have now. You know, we're gonna see them into the end, and then everybody's contract is up come January the 1st. Okay.
So how can they renew their contract? How can they renew their contract?
We'll see what they do on the 17th and on the 25th. We'll see how they show out.
Birthday and Christmas, you gotta That's show it. Out, or you gonna get dropped.
You gotta show out. I'm
That's
not letting
how
nobody.
Poor people should come. I'm not gonna hold you because
I'm not letting nobody know it's my birthday this year. If you don't know, why are you here? You know, at this point, you know, okay. Yeah. I didn't know it was your birthday.
Period.
Whose fault is that?
I need a drink.
All right.
Yeah.
Write it down and put it in your calendar.
Listen, don't just write it down. Jot that down. Okay, because okay. I need you to keep it somewhere. I need it tucked. Okay. I need it in there.
Oh my god. That is crazy. Okay, so Julian, how's your week going?
Girl, I'm fighting a good fight. Now, yeah. I will say, the holidays just brings out a laziness amongst the workplace, so I'm loving that.
Yeah,
I'm not taking anything serious. That part is a blast.
Wow.
Yeah, girl, we are counting down. I haven't watched any holiday movies yet. Have y'all?
No.
Like, I feel like I have not really.
Oh, I really haven't.
And it's... I'm not really a holiday movie type of person. You know, everybody getting together in the end for the spirit of Christmas.
Okay.
You said fuck it?
When I say holiday movies, I'm not into the Lifetime ones.
Nah. You talking about like Home Alone?
Those are always.
Like...
It's for
traditional
me, it's
Christmas.
Cartoonish. It's just more on the kids' side. Probably.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Something light.
The Grinch.
Festive.
Yeah. Okay. Home Alone.
I should really like The Grinch.
Yeah. I like the cartoon side.
I love Home Alone. So yeah.
Lifetime movies are just
out of date.
Cheesy.
Out of touch.
Yeah.
We're coming for Lifetime. Like, they do nothing to us.
Yeah. Sorry, Lifetime. How was your weekends?
You know,
the face.
Every time I do that face, you already know it's some bull. Okay, let me get myself together. Okay, so my week has been good. I think I'm in the middle of a lesson, y'all.
Okay.
I think I'm in the middle of a lesson on speaking up for myself.
Okay.
Truly.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that I had learned this lesson. Maybe God is like, run it back, baby, because...
It's like a don't play with me.
Yeah, in the workplace. Speaking of workplace and laziness, instead of, you know what? Actually, let me talk about this real quick. So, in the medical field, I feel like the holidays towards the end of the year, everybody's trying to get everything in because their deductible starts over January 1st.
Absolutely, yes.
So everybody is humping. It'll be the last week of the year will be our busiest week, probably for sure.
Wow.
And Christmas, it will be busy, but you know, the holiday, it'll kind of taper and then pick back up again. So we've been humping. We've been really humping. But that's not my issue. Hump day. So what happened was, so I have a coworker who I feel like been trying me a little bit. And... Y'all know how this travel life I've been talking about on here. And I feel like she's been trying me a little bit. And I think I'm going to be telling her this, but I think that God is just really trying to show me that I need to like speak up. Because sometimes in a workplace, we let a lot of stuff slide because we're in the workplace. But I think in the workplace, you still have to respect each other.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's kind of like, there's only so much I'm going to take. So... Yeah. Because this morning I was feeling so anxious for like the first 5 hours of the day.
Yeah.
Like you feel like you wanted to say something?
I feel like I didn't want to go to work.
Oh, wow.
Like I was on my way to work. I was on my way to work and I was like, I'm just going to call out today. Just fuck it. I'm going to call out. I just need a mental health day. I was so anxious. And then I just kind of talked it through. I prayed about it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go to work because maybe you can't miss some no dollars over here. And secondly, I think that I have to address this issue like head on. And not that I feel like I was running from my problem, but I definitely felt like I needed to address it to release it. So
yeah, for sure.
I have decided I'm going to talk with her. I tried 3 times today, but we've really been busy. And you know how somebody's like busy, you don't want to try to talk to them about something serious when they're busy because it's kind of like a blow-off situation.
Yeah.
So yeah. I feel like I'm going to catch her tomorrow or text her or whatever and just kind of let her know, like, hey, we got to talk about some stuff. Because there's a lot of stuff that I don't respond well to. And you got to stop your shit.
You know, it's really interesting. In my workplace, there's somebody that is being called out for their by the whole department. And it's really interesting.
Is that a lot of tension?
There. Huh?
Is there a lot of tension?
With this individual, yes. Like it's a little awkward. Like, you know, and when you come to work, you want to work in an environment where everybody's doing their part. And it's just...
Oh, sometimes people not holding really up their end at Oregon.
They get really comfortable, and so...
Sometimes people need a reality check.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's interesting that we are both experiencing that towards the end of the year. Like, I'm just like, babe, I ain't got time.
Well, you know, the end of the year is really where the bullshit kind of starts. As a whole, anyway, because nobody, because that laziness that you have, like, that applies to everything, like boundaries and all of that. So people are just like getting more lax at the end of the year.
Ooh,
and it's like, no, baby, real. I still need you to have that spring tightening up, because you who the fuck you talking to?
Exactly.
Who are you talking to?
Look around. Now, yesterday I looked around because I didn't think she was talking to me. I said.
See, this is my thing now. So, you know how they say you kill people with kindness, right?
Yeah.
I've gotten to the point now, I've evolved past that, because kindness don't do nothing but elevate and escalate egos. But what I do now is I kill people with curiosity, because now I'm asking questions. What did you mean by that? Who were you speaking to in that tone? Is that how you meant to say that? What does that mean exactly?
Uh-oh.
Is the person that you're speaking to in that manner, are they in the room with us now? You must have this wall back here fucked up, because I know you're not talking to me. Who is this? You know, you got to start asking questions. You really got to.
You ain't talking. Yeah. Okay, and the drink is drinking.
Because, so for me, because it's like you have to get curious about what's on the other side of things. Like, don't
so
be
that you're
anxious.
Not misreading,
like,
it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're anxious about it, it's because you don't know. But if you decide to be curious about it, and then you look more so towards the answer, then I think that'll help, because it's like, I don't think she realizes that that's how, or I don't think they realize that that's how they're coming off. Let me go ahead and ask them who they're talking to, or if they mean this is how, or if that's the intent or whatever. So that way I can go ahead and get my question answered, because I'm not going to assist anyone. I'm at this point now, I don't want any type of unnecessary, laborious, emotional tasks. You know what I'm saying? Me asking myself who I think they're talking to, and they're right there when I can ask them who they think they're talking to or what they meant. You got the answer. You know, and a lot of the times people don't really understand that they got to tighten up. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that. I just got, because you know, I just be confused. But and then you go forward. But just get curious. If you can be anxious, just kind of be like, I wonder what's on the other side of this.
And I think that's what was really like triggering me this morning. I just was like, I don't know if they really directed that towards me or not, but there were just several sly comments made. Mm-hmm. One of them in the middle of a procedure that I was working with a doctor, and I really didn't appreciate that. And I didn't know if it was directed towards me. That's why I was kind of like, okay. And it just like infuriated me. And I'm not like upset because I'm like sad. Oh, you gotta baby me. No, it's because I will have to leave this contract if you think you're talking to me, or you think that you can talk to me like that. So that is the problem, because like I just have this thing, like in the workplace I cannot pop off. But like if we were at a restaurant, you try to talk to me like that, if we were anywhere else, y'all already know I done been taken out of several different restaurants, several different establishments. So I don't need
to. I have been there to see it.
And I don't want to be taken out of my job.
Be upset. Yeah. When you're upset, it's just, you know what I mean? So
yeah. And that's why I feel like it's so heavy. I need to get it off my chest. Because yeah. I don't want you to be confused thinking you can continue that. I got 30 days left, but don't confuse me with any other bitch in here.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
Check, so, yeah. Please.
Because I'm here because I want to be. The rest of these bitches need it. That's who you need to talk to.
It's the point. Whoa. It's the finger.
It's the finger. That finger is powerful. Okay, sorry. We got to pause for a second. Mike. Can you turn your mic down a little bit or turn your like volume down a little bit? I don't know. It sounds loud. Everything sounds loud over here. That's why I don't know if it's me or...
Oh, wow.
Jordan, does anything sound loud to you? Mm-hmm. Nothing? Okay, we'll leave it because it could be just... Right, really
can you
just
still hear me? Can y'all still hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. At a good, reasonable tone?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. Okay. All right, man. Oh, where did you get that thumbs up from? Hold on.
The thumbs up says, hey.
Hey.
Oh, come on.
Hold on, come on. At this point,
Mike
I'm going to
be back here showing out. Mike got fireworks, thumbs up coming in the back.
Ooh,
I'm done.
I just have not tapped into that. I want to do it.
But you are funny, bro.
I'm trying to.
Yes.
Oh, okay. It might be dead now.
Speaking of people having people fucked up, I just have to bring this up. It's not even on our list.
Please do.
Megan Thee Stallion. I just really feel for her. Seriously. Mm-hmm. I was watching her live earlier. I was like, oh, she's live. And she just was really going in about how she's just been doing therapy, how she's had a lot of people that she's had to cut off. And I think that it was all sparked by Party. I've been seeing him do a lot of interviews this week, but I haven't watched any of them. But she was like, if I didn't walk in and you was doing whatever in our bed or whatever where I sleep, why did you say anything? Because I didn't say anybody's name.
Right.
And so, and then Tori, his bodyguard, came out and did some type of appeal or attesting that he did see Kelsey with the gun. And I'm just like, the fact that we're still going through this after the court has decided.
Mike rolling his eyes, bro. I'm crying.
I just don't understand. But that's there are a lot too. Of people in the comments that still are just like, they don't believe her. And I really have a problem with that. Like, I just feel like when Black women speak up, whether it's like Jada Pinkett, I don't know, like people just minimize it and they just don't listen for whatever reason. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't know if it can be women in general, but I think I just really have a problem with that.
Yeah. Like, ultimately, I feel like the courts have decided, like you said. So at this point, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's sitting in jail, paying the price for what he did. Whether you think he did it or not, let's let it go, baby. Let's just let it ride. If you want to appeal, okay. But why y'all keep dragging Megan to this? Like, I want her to have a break. Please. She looks like she's thriving or trying to thrive. Like,
she literally was like, my hair is blonde. She was like, have a good time. Like,
yeah.
I don't want any smoke with anybody.
Yeah, they just won't let her leave.
All the people that she's been close with, if she's fallen out with them, like, there's no ill will. Like, I still
wish you well.
Not like
that.
But, you know, I don't wish you any ill will. So it's just like, keep my name out your mouth. She was like, I'm just trying to move on. And she was talking about how a lot of these people know that she's triggered by social media. Social media has always been triggering. She doesn't like to come on social media. A lot of our favorite artists don't like come on social media anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was really sad. Like, dang, this situation is still happening. To be lied on.
Yeah. I mean, how many years has it been? Like, two at least.
It's been at least two going on three, yeah.
Like, come on. Please. This is crazy.
If I could hope for anything, and I know it's easier said than done, but I would want her to stop responding Not because I don't think that she deserves to like tell her story the way that it needs to be told. But excuse me. But just because there are so many people that are committed to misunderstanding you or misunderstanding her, like crazy committed. Like she could, you know, hi, my name is Megan. Your real name's not Megan. You know what I mean? Like one of the, you know, to that extent.
Like, yeah.
And you know, you can't really do anything with that because when people are committed to misunderstanding you, then anything that you say is going to be held against you. You know what I mean? That was the first thing that I thought of when everybody was like, you know, party did this, party did that. Like, yeah, you know, I thought it was that too, but I always kept into the back of my mind, like, she never said a name. She never did, you know what I'm saying? So I understand. But then to me, it's just kind of whatever, a hit dog gonna holler, I don't care. So whatever he did or did not do or whatever transpired in the relationship and inspired him, that inspired him to say something. So while he may not have been the person that was.
A whole song.
Which wasn't very good.
New bitch thinking. That's what I want to know. What is his new bitch thinking right now?
I don't think she is. I don't think she is. But I'm actually okay with that because I want her to not think about it and I want her to not include herself because that to me, that's always something that like I feel like people don't really understand. I personally would never get with a nigga and then with his ex-boyfriend or whatever said anything about him start saying what he is or didn't do. I don't know that dynamic. I don't know what that
exactly.
is like. There's so
Summer
much
Walker
that I don't know
up,
about
caught
that.
Up with that too.
Yeah, I would have just stay. I stay out of stuff. Like that don't have nothing to do with me. Now, as long as this motherfucker don't pull up here and try to put hands on nobody, then I'm good. But you know, yeah, y'all can go ahead. I would prefer that you ignore it, but I also know how it feels to have people try. So you're gonna do what you're gonna do, but you know, keep me out of it. So I hope she doesn't develop an opinion on that because, girl.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever had someone lie on y'all, or just
straight up
like friendships? Friendships, niggas.
I don't know if I had anybody straight up lie, but I just have had people say things that were like questionable about a situation that may have like transpired.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're not lying, but it's like, bro, what? Where'd you fucking get that from?
Yeah.
It's
where,
like,
where did
is
you
that
get
how
that
you
from?
Interpreted that? Like, you're a fool.
Yeah. Definitely been
yeah.
there.
Yeah. That's my main one. That's my main one. People don't actually just. I think because the way I'm set up, like, you know, you can't lie on me and you can't lie to me. But so, you know, because I have a very, no, this is how this happened, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, but I think people try to get a lot done in the gray area, like where they, you know, they misinterpret or work to misinterpret a circumstance or an event to preserve ego. And it's just like, okay, baby, well, you know, I used to get caught up in that in the text messages and shit like that, but it's just like, okay, baby, you let me go ahead and delete and block because I don't have the time. Like, you in here, you bullshitting, you playing, you don't mean this.
Yeah. Exit to the right.
Yeah.
So I actually was watching this lady today and she was talking about fantasy versus reality, and she was talking about it in regards to relationships.
Oh man,
I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just got scared.
Okay. She was talking about fantasy in relationships and how sometimes people can just get so caught up that they will really convince themselves that something is true.
Yeah.
And I just was so, I mean, I guess obviously, like, you know that, right? But the extent that people live in fantasy versus reality, especially with social media. I mean, you can portray yourself in a reality totally different and people will believe you even though you are dead ass lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's a new word that I learned. I'm going to share with y'all. It's called limerence.
Okay. I've heard it before, but I can't remember what it is.
The state of being infatuated or obsessed with another person, typically experienced involuntarily and characterized by a strong desire for reciprocation of one's feelings, but not primarily for a sexual relationship.
Limerence. Okay.
Limerence.
So do you feel, okay, so that's something people have for like Beyonce, like other celebrities.
Yeah,
like an obsession.
Feel like they have a relationship. Yeah. Like the lady, she was getting, people were sending her like scenarios, and this one lady had met this guy. They only spoke one time, and she really wanted to leave her husband for him. Like she had really built up this whole thing in her mind. So
fantasy
is very powerful. If we choose to let our minds go there and live there, it can be that's real to us.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. That's crazy. I don't know if I can let my mind go that. Like, I'm kind of scared. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Well, this would be like in a sense of delusion.
Yeah, Delulu.
Delulu. Yeah.
Like, for real, Delulu. Like, I don't like that. No. I don't know. I guess it's not something they mean to do, but it just kind of happens because of they just fall into it. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of times it does come from, I don't want to go too deep into it, but
yeah,
like a certain, like, not necessarily, it can be a trauma or it can be a neglect in childhood. And you just kind of carry it into your adulthood where you just, there may be a longing or a needing for certain things. Or, you know what I mean? And so you create this world to kind of maybe even protect yourself, or it's just a safe place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, but look, leave me out of it.
Leave me out of it.
For real, that's too much.
That's a very that's so elaborate, and you can do so much with that. Like, you could probably cure cancer with that, but instead you're trying to tell me that the shirt I have on ain't the color that I know it is. So I can't really get down with it. I can't.
But don't we all have a relationship with fantasy in a way? Because I feel like in a sense, sometimes you have to have some sort of fantasy
escape
to maybe get to where you want to go. Like, you have to fantasize about what that would look like.
That's actually like,
I do have my bouts of escapism. Don't get me wrong. I'm human. And I definitely think that, you know, sometimes it is just enjoyable to just kind of let go and let your mind wander. However, when you start including other people in it, that's what I tell people.
Yeah,
control your narrative. Don't try to control the narrative. Because me and you not on the same page. We saw the same thing, but we didn't think about it the same way. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm cool with you. Different.
Yeah, I'm cool with you having your time, having your moment. You know what I'm saying? But you know, if I was standing right next to you and I wasn't doing anything, being on my phone when you tell the story, don't make it seem like I had a butcher knife in my hand and I was covered in blood. No, whatever you got going on, tell your story and tell your fantasy and be like, oh yeah, well Mike was standing right there, right next to me. He was on his phone, and then the elves attacked. You see what I'm saying? Like, don't, you know, skip over, you know, leave me where I was.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, to your point, I do feel like we all do live in a certain world, fantasy world of our own that we have created. And like you said, it can even help us reach like goals and dreams, because you have to see yourself in those positions in order to do the things you need to do to get there. Like, you have to see yourself there. Like, people always talk about manifesting. Like, I feel like manifesting is also a version of, like, if you want to talk about fantasy, because you have to see yourself in those positions. So I definitely can understand that for sure.
And I think I've experienced it in relationship. Like, I have absolutely been Delulu.
Oh, God. We all have been Delulu.
Just hopeful, maybe a little too hopeful, and just kind of staying in that. And I think that also comes from, like, breadcrumbing and things of that nature, where sometimes...
Ooh, what's breadcrumbing? Talk about
sometimes
it.
Sometimes realities can just be a little... They can be dangled in front of you, and you feel like,
Oh.
And then there's, you know... All of a sudden, you may not see those realities or feel them and experiencing them, and then they come back. And I think that's how some people do experience Delulu, you know, in relationship with people.
Yes,
because they can be breadcrumbed with fantasy and like, oh yeah, I'll do this and that, but it's like
just you trickling really do have along. To
focus on the actions, not the words.
Yes,
action.
Yes. And you know what? Speaking of actions and words and being Delulu, like, so I don't know if y'all have seen, but her Instagram is called Watch Jazzy.
Let me correct myself. Miss Stereotype the Charm.
Yes, I'm not saying that she's Delulu. I am not saying that. But what I do want to note is that apparently she used to make skits of baby mamas and all of this. And now she is a third baby mama, having a, I don't want to say the wrong thing, a sixth child by Cam Newton. I think this one makes six, so I guess he has five, or either this makes seven and he already has six.
Oh my god, I thought he only had two.
This is her first.
Oh no, girl.
Cam got kids. Yeah, and speaking of, have y'all seen the Instagram clip?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna insert the. Yes. I'm gonna play it.
I feel like I saw a little bit of it.
When $100 million nigga put pressure on you.
Yeah, so her talking about dangling things in her face, an alternate reality, like, I don't know, maybe she wanted something. Maybe the third time is a charm. Let's take a listen.
I'm the third one, and this is his sixth child. Someone said, ooh. Like, couldn't have been me. All right, until the rich nigga put that pressure on you. Comments too, which was great. I was like, yeah, man, get them. Can't nobody read your font, but
I'm better than you.
Wow.
Yeah, I am.
I love when people say that because I like to spell it. I always spell it EYEYAM.
I am.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. Like, how do y'all feel? So, her or anybody else, I could not be having anyone's sixth child if I didn't have the first five, or at least the first four, or the last four. Like, I don't know. Like, it really could not be me. I am not that girl. Like, let's just say I wish nigga put in pressure. I know these are all jokes, but I don't really find it funny. And she's like, oh, a rich nigga put in pressure on you. What does that mean? You should have a baby. I mean, not that's true, but if I don't really know how to correctly say that. But I get what she's trying to say when a rich nigga put in pressure on you. But also, like, what exactly? We're curious, right, Mike? Like, what does that mean? Because he got money, it's okay to do it? Like, let's talk about it.
I'm more so, it's so funny because everybody thinks the third time is a charm until the fourth baby mama show up. Like, everybody after always think that they're going to be the last. And you see what I'm saying? And, like, that's never dependent upon anything that you do. That's dependent upon the man that you're dealing with. And if a man can get out here and have six kids by three different women, then he can have eight by seven or eight, you know, or what have you.
Yeah.
So to me, it's just always, I'm always cognizant of when women or when people say where things end or begin, or God, goodness gracious, where things end or begin, or they're the last, or they're the first, or they're the only, or what they will go for, what they won't go for, because life has a very, very quick way of humbling people, especially this year, apparently.
This year has been humbling, to say the least.
And so I would just hate, like, that's a lot of your situation or her situation to me. While it is a joyous occasion for her because it is her first child and, you know, she's becoming a mother for the first time and things like that, it's also a very humble experience as well, at least in my eyes, because while she's rich and she's doing everything in an extravagant way, it's still at the black ass bottom line end of the day. You still the third baby mama. You still having a sixth or seventh child. It's still very humbling. I'm not going to call it a negative or a ratchet thing or anything like that, because I mean, do what you want. But when you start using that as a means to elevate yourself above other people who have either been in a situation or people who have watched this play out, or, you know, anybody's relationship where everybody's swearing up and down that they're going to be together forever. And it's just like, it's not to say that you won't be, but you still have to leave you still have to allot that space for not necessarily things to go wrong, but for things to change. And it just sounds like to me, when women or when men or when anybody gets on that stage and says, I'm this person, so it's always going to be held down. It's always going to be this. It's always going to be that. It's like, all right, baby, well, you doing this to the same people that's laughing with you now, but it's going to be laughing at you later. So I really hope it work out for you. I really hope whatever it is that you got, whatever magic your pussy got on this man, that it holds. I do, because I've been in a lot of those situations where I see people and they're just like, oh no, this person wouldn't do that to me, or no, it wouldn't end like this, and it does it the exact way that they said they wish it, that it wasn't going to do. Yeah. And so, you know,
you just gotta be careful. Like,
you gotta be careful.
Yeah,
and it's hard because I know it's comedy, but there's some truth to a lot of comedy.
And when she says, like, you know, when she, to me, anytime somebody thinks that they're better than someone. I know when people say, you know, you better than me, that's condescending in and of itself. But to flat out come out and say that you're better than anyone, it's like, baby, listen, the last two baby mamas thought that as well.
Where's my cherry emoji?
Yeah, you're in the club, sis. Like you a car carrying member. You know what I'm saying?
Baby mama club, because you don't have a ring and they didn't either. Or did they? I don't know. They have a
knife. I really believe that Cam Newton, he seems like one of those men that once their woman gets married, I mean, not married, but pregnant, something about the children, everything kind of takes away all of the fantasy for him, and it gets really real.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I've just seen this happen a lot of times, and she has always taken up for him. But even on his podcast, he's made it very apparent that there's a lot of things he's not willing to do. And saying that even with his parents, you know, his dad being a pastor, all of that, and he's watched his mom, he's really made it known that his mom was very forgiving to his dad. And so he said a lot without saying much at all. And so I'm not wishing her any ill will, but
yeah, no, I don't know. I don't wish her any will, though, but just, yeah, it looks real weird right now.
You just got to go through it. You got to see it through. You know, you
make your choices and you got to. Either. Like, I know we're getting older, but I'm just not for it, bro.
And that's the thing. There's a lot of men who have more baby mamas and more kids. So he has two baby mamas currently, five kids. And it's so weird to say this, but it's not that bad. I'm doing air quotes. Compared to what we have seen. I.e. Nick Cannon, i.e. Future, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, it's very different. But and so, because like that's
a lie. I'm sorry, that's
somebody's argument. That, like, I brought up to somebody and they were just kind of like, well, he only got two baby mamas and he got five kids. I was like, that's a lot to me.
Well, so, okay, so this is the thing, though. This is the thing. Well, one with that, we always saw it from the man's perspective. So none of the women actually came out and actively shat on any of the other women. You know what I mean? Like, you know, in any of it, you can pick either one of Nick Cannon's baby mamas. They never came out on Mariah Carey and said, you know what I'm saying? They never did that. Primarily because one, who she is, but two, they don't do that to each other either. And you can tell that. Two, from what I can tell, even after Nick and Mariah got married, these other women, while they may have relationships or relations with Nick Cannon, it doesn't seem like he promised any of them that anything. They were going to be, yeah, anything. He promised them a child.
Very content.
Yeah, he promised them a child and a good life, I assume. And so they don't really have to. Theirs is a bit more harmonious to me, rather than, you know, the latest in the law and the line of coming out and saying, you know, essentially fuck the rest of you bitches. You see what I mean? So it's a bit different. But again, like I say, for anybody who takes that route and thinks that you or has that understanding that they got something everybody else don't, more power to you. I hope it works out. I honestly do.
Third time is not a charm. Third time is a pattern.
Okay. Say that again. Say it again, Jordan.
Third time is not a charm. It's a pattern, baby. Like,
yeah. Pay attention to for real, you need to pay attention. That's crazy that you mentioned patterns, because we just, wow. I'm sorry. I just have a moment. Some things that I've been thinking about, and it's just like, sometimes you have to take notice to the patterns around you, the patterns that people create, the patterns that like you even have for yourself. It's just like, okay.
Okay, this is a sidebar. It does relate, but so I bought some salmon from Kroger. Let me
Okay. Cook. Okay.
And every time I buy salmon from Kroger, it smells terrible. I have to throw it out. Why do I keep buying salmon from Kroger? I know if really? I buy it from Publix, it's going to be great.
I've bought some decent salmon from Kroger, but that's crazy.
Is it because Kroger is more convenient?
Kroger is convenient. It's closer to my house.
But it smells.
You know,
that's a pattern.
It was a bigger portion for a cheaper price.
Yeah.
But when I opened the pack,
that's why it was cheaper.
Had
that's
to throw it cheaper. Away.
That's so why it was cheaper.
I sell that as
that's why it was cheaper. That's why it was cheaper.
Pay attention to the pattern.
That's why it was cheaper.
He said that was why it was cheap.
That's why it was cheaper.
That is exactly yeah. why.
What they took off in price, they gave you in stain.
I can put with every. Yes. I love Kroger, but when it comes to the seafood section, the salmon, no,
that's out.
I ain't too hard up on getting no meat from Kroger either. Wait, I don't mind Kroger. I don't mind Kroger, but I ain't too hard up on getting no raw ass meat from Kroger either. And it really depends on the Kroger too. Like what side of town is Kroger on?
It do. Kroger has good stores, but like you can't be just buying meat from any Kroger.
You can't not from any Kroger.
I don't feel that. It's a Kroger in my house that I won't buy meat from, for real, in real life.
I don't walk inside a Kroger and it smells like a Winn-Dixie. I've had that experience. Yeah.
Now the stores stink. I'm not buying any food at all.
I don't buy no meat. I'm probably buying some pasta or some shit. I ain't gonna hold you. But I'm gonna some water, like something that I can cook myself. Like, you know what I mean? Something I already bottled, but I ain't buying no raw meat.
Okay.
No, they're cowering up. No cowering the pigs in the back talking. Mm-mm, I'm good.
So look, we're just having fun tonight. We're really just having fun, keeping it light. So let me tell you something. We had a conversation at work.
Next topic, light, Fred.
Yeah, tricky. But so. We were having a conversation, and one of the nurses said that in her friend group, there was a couple. There were two couples, so think of four people. The husband cheated with the wife of the other person.
Okay.
It's
four couples. So these two people cheated out of the couple.
The husband and the wife.
Yeah. So only one of them, though. Only one set cheated, not the other set. But with each other. So I'm just painting a picture for y'all.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
Did one person from each couple cheat with each other?
Yes. So it sounds like it's couple A, it's couple B, and it's couple C. So it sounds like couple the man from couple B.
Yes. And the woman from couple A.
Okay, let me
do this.
Yes. There's two couples. A, B, and C is actually good. There's couple A, there's couple B, and then there's C that's made from A and B.
Damn.
And so we were just talking about that. She got some tea at work in her group chat, and so they were talking about that. Okay, that's probably, you know. And then we got into a conversation because one of the nurses there was like, yeah, he's probably not satisfied at home. And I said, oh, really? And he said... Yeah. And he was like, you know, something that probably made him cheat. And also, I mean, I'm just tack this on too, because I'm just gonna tack it on. We're gonna talk about all of it. The other point that's the first point I want to talk about. What the question will be, what triggers someone to cheat? Or is someone triggered to cheat, or do they just want to have sex? The second question is, or not the second question, but the second point I want to discuss is, there is
I'm fucked up.
Yes. So the second point is, there is a theory that the woman came onto the man. She said, the nurse said, she came onto him. It's always the woman. And then, but she's taking the other person's, like her friend's side or whatever, the girl who got cheated on. But she said, yeah, that lady came onto my friend's husband. And I found that interesting. That lady So that was interesting. So the first question, let's talk about that.
Can we also can we get a racial background, please?
Everybody's white tea with a capital Y and a capital T.
Yep.
So do y'all feel like people are triggered by something to cheat? Because this was my point. I said, it's not, because I felt like the nurse is kind of saying that the guy nurse was saying, oh, he wasn't satisfied in relation to sex. And I said, it's not always sexual. He could have not been satisfied sexually, but he could have not been satisfied in other ways in his relationship that caused him to lose focus on his relationship. So it could have been something that this other woman was giving him. It could have been conversation. It could have been, for her, it could have been he takes her out. And, you know, these two people don't have kids, but the other families, so each couple has three children.
So
there's like several, there's several reasons as to why someone cheats. But do you guys feel like,
oh my God,
there is a trigger for someone cheating? Or do you feel like people just cheat because they want to have sex? Married couples, I guess. Let's focus on that.
I feel like cheating is a choice. I can't say... To me, cheating is wrong. But like a lot of wrong things in life, I can see the place for it, you know? To me, cheating is a symptom of agency. That is something where it's like the person truly makes a decision for themselves, in whether it's in that moment or for the foreseeable future. I feel like that person has decided that they are okay. They're consciously or subconsciously making the decision to be okay with whatever happens on the other side of them making this decision. Mm-hmm. That is what cheating is when I say it's a choice. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that there's anything that prompts someone to cheat. I think cheating is just something that you do for yourself. Now, there are times where people cheat back or when people are deliberate in cheating, but I think the first person who just initiates it is just that, that's just something that they do for them. It's not necessarily against the other person, but it's still very fucked up. Cheating is just one of those things like where you involve someone else in something that they didn't agree to be a part of. And because cheating is very seldomly just sex with someone else. I think a lot of people would be more, I don't want to say okay with, but people would understand that if it was just that, you know. But cheating is preemptive. It's lying. It's insidious. It's a betrayal. It's you know, thinking something's one way and it's something else completely different. So it's so multifaceted that it has really no other choice but to be one, a choice. Like if you know, you never know. You never know why people cheat on people. You know, it's, you know, because I feel like it is a symptom of agency. You could cheat on somebody just because you missed the person that you was fucking with. Your significant other can be perfect, but you missed this person, right? So you do it, you know? I don't think there's anything outside of inconvenience and just a sense of entitlement that's the trigger for cheating, at least in my thought process.
Wow. For any of the cheaters out there, I don't understand you. Never been there. Never been there. I mean, I've always been dumbfounded by cheating because I've heard some people that cheat simply out of boredom, but they really love their partner, and then it's like when they're found out about, they lose their shit. They're like, oh my God, no, I don't want you to leave. I love you. I just needed something different. I just needed, you know, it's just boredom. And then there's other people that I think it can be a thing of validation in a sense, whether it's like validating them as a man or as a woman, as a person, just seeing them in a way that their other partner has just failed to
see them.
Just failed to see them, neglecting their needs, just kind of the everyday woes and just failing to see them. You know, it's just like, yo, we do the same thing on Fridays, we go to the movies. It's just like, you don't see me anymore. You don't date me anymore. And then I think that there are people who are just fucked. They are just like, hey, I am outside.
This is free. Yeah.
I'm outside and I have somebody that checks off a lot of boxes, but there's no person that can really fully fulfill me. So I'm always cheating.
Mm. Those kind of people just need to be single, and that's okay.
Please, be single.
Or find partners who agree to that lifestyle, because there are people out there, and it's okay.
They don't want them people.
I feel triggered.
You're right.
This conversation.
They don't want them people.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred.
No, you're fine. I'm just like, why? Like, just leave. Yeah. Bro. Just leave. Just dip.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I do feel like there is something that causes the person to cheat. Whatever it is, like, even if it is just they just want to, like, that causes them to do it.
There is a trigger. Yeah.
Yeah, there's something. And it could be something.
Because there's so much that has to lead up to the sex even happening. There has to be some type of rapport established.
Uh-huh.
I mean, unless they just get a prostitute, which, I mean, that's different.
That sounds like could be a sex addiction at that point.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, paying for it when you got it at home in the bed?
They were like, they're paying
for something different.
They're paying for a different it. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, a different. To shake it up a little bit.
And they don't have the security in themselves to land the job, so they just pay for it.
Ooh. That's it.
That's crazy. That's crazy. So yeah, this conversation came up and I just was kind of like, and then the whole point of her, like the actual nurse telling the story, was kind of saying like, oh, the woman came onto the man. Like, I kind of wanted to pick her brain a little bit. Like I said, we were busy today, so I didn't get to really get into it, but I kind of want to pick her brain a little bit. And I was wondering, is that what she thinks in all situations? Or was that just this situation because she knew the woman? She feels like she's like, oh, she comes on to people's husbands.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, it could be one of those situations.
I didn't know what
the situation was. But either way, the husband fell for it, baby. He could have politely said, no, I don't want to be involved.
Yeah,
I
think or either he came on to her.
They both have friends, like they both have three kids. So it's not a thing of like, this is somebody that I can, again, fantasize with, where it's like, oh, I'm young, I don't have kids. Like, no, we both have responsibilities. We both have people that we have to, you know, like, check in with. We can't just do our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting. And then I'm like, was it just more convenient because they were a friend group? It was easier to make up the lie because, you know, they can check in with each other's partners. Like, what is going on?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But by that ice...
All on the mic.
Yeah.
All I heard was on the mic too.
Okay.
The audience is going to hear a Yana's ice and Mike's ice.
It's fine.
I mean, ice eater, baby. Let me tell you something. I don't know if it's Pika. I don't know what it is.
Do you have an addiction?
I you know what? It's just something about getting that flavor off those ice cubes when the drink is gone.
Teeth.
Oh man, that's why you gotta. You know how you.
I like this.
When you eat something hot, you gotta do the same thing when it's cold. Yeah.
I like the Zaxby's ice because it just.
Oh, the
crunchy. That's a little too. I'm a texture person. That's a little too. That it. I could do that if it has.
You like a homemade ice, Mike?
I like a homemade. Like, give me that ice machine ice. The one that's shaped like a little football, a little shoe. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and get me one of
that. That's the ice machine, right? I'm like, the homemade is like a block, and if you try to chew that, you're losing teeth.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like.
Give me that. What is it? Mayfair, Maytag. Give me that Toshiba, bro. That Samsung Clearly, ice.
No one on this podcast has been cheated on, so.
Oh no! Oh my gosh! I've been cheated on. Oh my goodness!
Laughing. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cheating on really sucks. I haven't experienced, like, I don't even, like, the last time I was in a relationship, my partner was not even fully accepting to the fact that he was cheating. I think that he thought because it wasn't physical that it wasn't cheating. I don't think that everyone has the same idea of what cheating is. Let's start there.
So let's talk about the different types of cheating. There's, like, physical cheating and there's emotional cheating. I think there are two types of cheating. Physical and emotional.
I think emotional cheating.
I feel like they both
cheat. Physical is bad, but emotional is even worse. Like, you telling people my business? Don't do that.
Yeah, Using me as a way to bond with another bitch. No.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, me. And I think a lot of men, I don't, like, at least in cis relationships, I think that they really do bond with other women by talking about the current woman. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. But do you feel like in a situation where you're being cheated on, do you feel like you're the person who's cheating on you, do you feel like they have to tell the other person that they are? Do you think that when you're cheating, you have to disclose that there's another person? So, like, do you feel like the person who is cheating with your partner has to know, like, okay, no, they know about me? Because you can't move so meticulously with two different women without somebody knowing something.
To me,
that's how I feel. I don't know.
Well, I'm only saying it doesn't matter because you're still cheating.
I mean,
I think that they should, but a lot of people don't give a fuck. They're like, look, I don't give a fuck about your partner.
I don't give a fuck what you got going on with that house.
Right.
They're, you know, like, what the hardest part for cheating, the hardest part about cheating was for me being cheated on. I had to give up cheat music for a little bit, and I love cheat music.
Well, okay, cheat music as in what's they're doing music? The cheating.
Cheat music, okay. Tango Red and Lloyd. Let's cheat tonight. Let's cheat tonight. Cheat music.
Oh, so yeah, you mean like
You're My Little Secret by Escape, Confessions by Destiny's Child. I had to, like, these are songs, and I had to give up cheat music because I was like, God damn, I'm going through it. I don't want to do this right now.
If you don't mind me asking, did you catch them or catch him in a lie, or did he confess?
I caught him in several lies, and because I was insecure and stupid, I thought it was better for me to be in a relationship than it was for me to actually use my fucking brain. And then when I decided to use it, so he used to always do this thing where he would be like, you know, you could go through my phone, I don't care, you know, here's my passcode, because he knew I didn't want to be the person that would be like, you know, I know the person who goes through people's phones.
Manipulation.
So, right. And so one day we had gone to, like, his friend's house out of state, and then he had passed out drunk. And so typically, like, if I'm with my friends or at the time or with my significant other, if I know that there's somebody that doesn't pay attention to their items when they get drunk, I'll hold them. So, like, if I have your phone, I'll put your phone in my pocket, because that's how you end up losing your phone. Mm-hmm. And so I had grabbed his phone and put it in my pocket with mine, and which I'm glad I did, because he never went back to the space where he had left his phone. And so I was in the bathroom. And I had forgotten the code by this time. But I was in the bathroom and I was pulling out. And by this time, he's passed out on the floor asleep because he's drunk. And so I go to the bathroom and I mean to pull out my phone because I think I was going to take a selfie in the mirror or whatever. And I pulled out his phone. And I was like, oh, okay. And right when I think I was either going to put it down or about to leave the bathroom to go put it by him, put it on the charger, whatever. The code that I had forgotten, like, flashed in my head. So I was like, okay, well, this nigga always say, you know,
you had an angel.
he was like, I was like, you know, he always said I could go through his phone anyway, so let me go through it, baby.
You can go through it on his terms when he's awake and he has already cleared the system. You went through it when he did not clear the system, so you found the
through it, and baby, I still ain't thought about everything I done found. I said, I got to go ahead and leave him. I got to leave him where he at, Lord. I got to go ahead.
You left him there and left?
I got to leave him, Lord. No, because he drove. But when he drove me, when we left, you know, because I had to act. You know, I had to put on my best. Oh, you know, and then when we got back to the house, I was like, nah, this ain't it. Like the next day at work, he texted me. He's like, oh, hey, good morning, baby, all the stuff like that. And I sent that nigga that screenshot because I had sent the screenshots of the text messages to myself from his phone and then deleted them out of my messages so he wouldn't see. And then I sent him the screenshots of the messages while I was at work, working in a damn call center. And he didn't say nothing to me all day. And then at the end of the night, he sent me like this text message. He was like, I'm so sorry. He was shook the whole time. Nigga, fuck you, bitch.
He didn't know what to say.
He didn't know what to say because I had busted his ass out. He like, waited fuck all you. Day you can't respond. Say a goddamn thing to me.
Yeah, it's you seeing my idiot. Text, knowing that I caught you, and then you just like, oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Like, at least he didn't ghost, but still. It's funny what people say when they get caught. Like, they literally say some of the dumbest shit. Or like
that video where that man was in the shower crying that you had found?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You mean the guy that was having a tantrum when he got caught?
Yeah.
Yes. That's my favorite. That's one of my favorite genres on TikTok. People throwing fits after they get caught cheating. I love it.
Like, are you dead ass serious? How do you find that,
Mike?
Oh my God! You just put it in. You put in tantrums after cheating.
Wow!
In the TikTok
I
bar.
Know this is a thing.
Like, what is that supposed to do for me?
That I don't know.
I'm actually more turned off. So please grab your shit and get the fuck out.
And like, I'm always asking like really weird questions because like again, I kill people with curiosity. I'm gonna hurt myself like right now while I'm here.
Aw, baby.
That's the most toxic thing to say. My ex, my very first boyfriend, he used to do that. Like, literally, I'm about to kill myself. And I'm like, huh?
So now you're the victim. They have to make it where they're the victim.
You know you can't come back. Once you do that, you know you can't come back from it, right? I just go ahead and shoot that shit down. No, you're not, because you're not going to let me be out here happy with another nigga. So I know you're not going to kill yourself. Well, try something else. Come on. Come on. We both know you're not gonna do that.
I wish I knew to say that back then.
Listen.
Don't we all, girl?
It's hindsight is 2020.
And let me win? Come on. You're not doing that. You're not doing that. Come on.
And let me win is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, y'all. Cheaters used to be a guilty pleasure of mine as a kid.
I used to really love watching that show.
I didn't really know the weight that it held, though. The like, pain. People was really going through it. Like,
y'all gotta get
either
on
Tubi. They had to reach out to a TV show to investigate privately the person they were dating. And then sometimes when they got caught, they didn't give a fuck.
You gotta go to Tubi or Pluto TV because they show it. Like, they have the episodes on there. Like, watch it as really? An adult. The shit is funny.
Oh, God. The things these people do, bro. This one nigga jumped out his window. Then he was running through a playground.
Oh, God. All right, bro. This is crazy. This is
speaking of cheating,
crazy.
Do you guys think
what do you mean you don't know
Austin?
What's going on? This is you right here. This is you right here with your lady friend. This is
maybe
you.
Like at 10 o'clock,
you guys,
bro. That
you're
white
going
guy
into
that
the bar.
Really, they used to host
she has
the show.
She has. You have her hand. You have your hand on the small of her back. This isn't your wife.
He used to. He used to.
What are you guys doing here?
He used to read them for filth, bro.
Right. But Joel, what were you saying about Cardi?
Oh, I was just saying. You know, listen. Blueface, Krishan,
Jaden—they
got to end their cahoots. Jaden has.
That is a trio from the pits of hell.
But Blueface is still held in, like, the accusations that
Cardi
bestowed upon Krishan.
Oh, Krishan slept
with Offset.
Yeah.
And then Cardi's saying that her and Offset been done.
She said she was single for a minute. When she said single
really
for a minute,
rooting for
what
them.
Do that mean? They got cute. Like,
Cardi,
in the beginning,
Cardi
toxic.
This man every 5 to 7 months. Okay. Cardi Lee is
dead. They broke up for real, y'all. Do y'all remember the last time they were done with each other?
She's had a lot of cheating allegations. She's had a lot of women that she's threatened to beat up. That shit is exhausting. Like, yeah. Clearly you want these.
Using her resources. Like, that is, yeah.
I can't. Cardi, I want the album. Put this pain into the album.
That's what people were saying in the comments. I did see that.
Put it in the album.
You know, I can only say, but when she made that live and she was like, I've been single for a minute. Like, I just been waiting to tell y'all. Like, I was like, wondering, well, how long is a minute? And I understand, like, as a celebrity, probably trying to process it before you reveal it. But something about it seemed
I don't think real. She's being truthful. Because
you don't think Cardi being truthful?
No, because they had a song that came out called Jealousy. Well, they were pretty much supposed to
that was
be,
a couple months ago though.
Right. They were just supposed to be, you know, doubting the naysayers, telling them, oh, they jealous of what we got. So how you mean all of a sudden y'all been done for all this?
Money is bitch, money. You can jump out, Steve.
Money this nigga. I'm sorry.
Wait,
what? Money wants money though. I feel like couples who are no longer together still can do that kind of stuff because you get a check. It's not really about our relationship at that point. We really, it's just for publicity.
Like, we're a brand.
We are a brand.
Ain't no way. And I see that with a lot of YouTube couples. YouTube couples do that a lot.
Oh, I love YouTube couples. There's one couple,
their name is Carmen and Corey. Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
They done broke up together so many times.
They break up on YouTube.
I have a love-hate relationship with YouTube couples because I cannot stand a YouTube couple, honestly. But like watching it all fall down is just so funny. It's like, ooh, y'all going through it.
It's like a guilty pleasure, Mike.
They get on the video, they be like, oh yeah, so we've decided.
Or no, my favorite is when they sit beside each other.
Yes,
and so now they got their hands like linked like this and so
Derek Jackson.
It's really hard for us to come to
in a bonnet. Oh my God. I didn't mean to cut you off, Mike. Speaking of Derek Jackson and Danae Jackson, did you see sis talking about how the church was corrupt and how you don't have to be revealing or talking about modesty? Did y'all see that video?
But meanwhile, she had that ass out.
Yeah, I'm like, what is the purpose of this?
What a contradicting. She was trying to lure us in.
She was so.
She played the devil's game.
My girl is free, okay? My girl is free now.
And charging $5,000 for you to learn how to be free, too.
Girl, you were the devil's team. $5,000?
I mean, I don't know. That is not a real fact.
Oh, okay. I was like, whoa.
But she is charging a lot of money for her services.
What service is that?
She's trying to free women. She's trying to free women, other women, from the grasp he had her on. She's trying to teach women how to let go of that grasp that other men have them on.
Well, honey, you didn't really let go of the grasp. The shit came out. You didn't really have no choice.
Your nigga
wasn't making shit shake.
Break every chain.
Uh-oh, girl.
Dating somebody. Do y'all think she's dating somebody?
No.
I think she's gonna end up gay. I think if she's not gay, I think she's gonna end up with a woman.
You know,
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Sometimes life leads you down a path that you don't know.
Listen,
Danae's giving sister act. She's giving none. I don't think she's gonna be with another man.
Life led me down a path to niggas, and I ain't been back yet. I still ain't found myself out them woods. And I've been looking. I thought I had a map. I done called everybody. Can y'all come pick me up out these nigga woods? And ain't nobody came and got me yet.
Bro, them nigga woods rough too, bro.
Them nigga woods is rough.
They rough.
But listen. Listen, the nigga woods is rough, but when you find a trail,
when you find a trail, hold on, Mike. Nah, you was cooking. Hold on, I'm listening.
No, I'm just saying, you know, the woods be rough, but when you find the trail, okay? When you find water, all right?
Okay. You found water. You found the wood.
Listen, you found. Okay, listen.
Ooh,
and when you find that one, And when you find that one, okay, okay, it's multi-purpose, ain't it? All right.
Baby, don't I know?
Okay, listen. Okay. It's multi-purpose. It's multi-purpose. I got a few things I can do with that.
You guys are live. Wow. That is hilarious, bro.
As y'all can see, the drinks we started with earlier are now dwindling to little Must nothings.
That. You did Must have that. A quote here that I think we can end with.
Mm-hmm.
It says, when someone suffers a severe burn, their skin will be overwhelmingly sensitive, even to a gentle breeze. When we suffer trauma, our nervous system will overwhelmingly sensitive. Well, will be overwhelmingly sensitive, even to little triggers. We don't heal by denying, ignoring, or hating on our sensitivity. Damn, that's real.
Wow. Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, that is an interesting point. Like, like our triggers trigger us for a reason. Like, we're sensitive to that particular thing, that particular trigger. So it's kind of like we have to give ourselves one grace. We have to acknowledge that we're experiencing a trigger. Like, I've been kind of working through like my emotions and things like that lately, and just like I feel like for the past couple months of this year, just recognizing an emotion, sitting with it, and then deciding what to do after I've recognized what the issue is. And I think that's what this is. Like, you have to recognize, then you can move forward. Like, they're just saying, give yourself grace, realize that you're triggered, and it's okay to be triggered, but figure out how to move past that trigger.
Yeah, yeah, feelings are definitely facts for you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think when you go through things, like, I'm never afraid to ask myself questions. Like, anytime I go through stuff, how did you feel about that? What do you think about that? Like, and just like even talk the situation out loud to myself, like, just to make sure to validate myself, because, you know, it's not my fault that I was triggered, but of course it is my responsibility to like act accordingly, or just to like understand what that is. And I don't try to intellectualize it anymore either, or as much. You know, I felt this, I didn't like it. I asked myself why I didn't like it, or if there's a deeper reason behind, was this a trigger, or was this something that triggered something deeper? Or like, is this an isolated incident, or is this trauma that spans across different circumstances, potential circumstances, and otherwise?
Or is it a pattern?
Or is it a pattern, right? Mm-hmm. And so I love to ask myself questions and just kind of get to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like our subconscious, like our brain, is there to help us, to protect us. And I feel like, our sensitivity is something that we should really appreciate. Like, I used to, my mom used to tell me I was sensitive, and I used to take it as like a
negative
because she would say it in a certain way. But it really is, a superpower. It really is.
And I think social media is really killing the art of the intuition. I think you know, when something happens, rather than feel it for yourself and try to understand and try to like use what your experiences to learn or to govern or to move forward, the first thing you do is you record it, or you go to social media, or you ask, or you post screenshots. And so when you do that, you open yourself up to so many different interpretations of something that you probably don't even know how you feel about it yet. Exactly. So then you end up acting or taking on or participating in something that doesn't really seem authentic, which may lead to you repeating it over and over again because you didn't have your response to it. You had how you thought you should have responded to it. There have been things that I've gone through that I responded because I felt like I had to, but initially I just really didn't feel anything. I didn't give myself the time to really feel anything or to process what was going on. It was like someone said something to me, and while I was confident in myself enough to know that it didn't mean anything, because either it had happened in front of a group of people or because it was, or somebody else told me that I shouldn't respond to it the way that I was, they would have done something differently. Then I felt like I had to jump in or participate or do something else. And so, and that was even before social media, but with social media now, I just kind of feel like, you know, there's all these podcast conversations, not this one necessarily, but you know, the ones with the men and the microphones and what would you do if you did this? Or what would you do if you went through this? And the truth is you're never going to, you don't really know because you're not really, a lot of the times you're not in those situations. Exactly. But at the same time, again, like when I was growing up, you know, there was a thing. When was the last time you guys heard anything about it? You both are women, so I think you can tell me this. When was the last time you heard anything about women's intuition? You know what I mean? When was the last time you had just heard, you've heard that phrase really said in probably the last 2 to 3 years? I feel like it's just kind of getting away from, because everything is becoming so commodified and everyone's trying to get an answer or bond or whatever, or just bringing people into their business. Now it's kind of dulling that sense of how would you, Jordan, or how would you, Yanni, how would you handle that individually? Like, and I think that's the point that I'm getting to, like at this age and this stage of my life, I've gone to my friends and I've gone to the public. And when I say the public, I don't mean to make that sound like I'm Olivia Pope or anything, but just consulting social media when things that I want to see how my choices affect my issues, as opposed to trying to get to rely on something.
Other opinions.
Right. And so, yeah. Because I feel like that's the only way you can really understand your trauma. It's like, if something doesn't feel right to you, then you can move as if it's not right. But when you find out it's something different, like there's so many things that come from understanding and investigating your own trauma as opposed to presenting it to others or ignoring it. So I think that's where I'm at now. I hope that we really tap back into our intuition and, you know, if something doesn't feel right to us, you know, we don't hesitate. We just kind of, we go into ourselves and then we come back stronger.
I was literally going to say that I feel like a lot of people, when they're in situations, they go to their friends and their family. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, I'm watching these different like podcasts where, you know, they get people's input and they try to give them advice. People are, you already know the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're going to other people to validate or invalidate your experience. Uh-huh. So that you know, so maybe that you hear something that you want to hear. Uh-huh. Opposed to what you know is really your reality. Uh-huh. And it's only hurting you in the end. And I've really had to learn that myself, like going to other people and getting them to tell me how I feel, that's not gonna work, because in the day I gotta deal with it.
That's crazy. Yeah. When yeah. I can't call you, then I still have to sit with my decision, even if I base it off of what you told me.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And exactly. I think one thing that I've been, not the fact that I've gone to other people, but it's like I've always kind of, not always, but it's like I try to call or just like vent to people about certain things. But ultimately this year, what I've learned is that you have to vent with yourself and yeah. you just got to pray about it. Like you can call your friends for like your confidence and your confidants and speak to them about things, but you cannot look for the answers in them. And sometimes like they're not going to answer and that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, girl, I don't know what to tell you.
And that's okay. Like you have to sit with yourself and with your like emotions, your feelings, and you have to make these decisions on your own.
Yeah,
but what I've also noticed is that there's a difference for me, because I get pretty deep into stuff like this. Like to me, when I do come to my friends or before I do come to my friends, I ask myself if what I'm going through is a self-worth thing or if it's a circumstantial thing. Oh. So, someone cheating on you is a self, and how you should handle that is a self-worth thing. So I could come to you guys and tell you guys that my significant other or whatever cheated on me, but you guys can't exactly tell me how to handle that, because how I handle that is a demonstration of my self-worth. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I leave him where it's at, that's one thing. If I take him back or if I choose to forgive him, that's something else. Mm-hmm. Neither of those is wrong, But it just, it, both of those choices say a lot about where I am, who I am, what I think about myself, you know, and going forward. Now, if it's circumstantial, it's like, okay, well, you know, I have, you know, I really want to go out of town, but I also know that I want to get this house. And then that way, if I can come to you guys, then, you know, somebody can say, okay, but you may be able to go out of town and this is why, or you may be able to keep to get the house, or you should focus on getting the house and this is why. That's more of like a circumstantial thing. That's something I feel like you can, you know, that's still a decision that I'm going to have to make, but it's a lot easier to come to my people and weigh the pros and cons. Mm-hmm. Right. But nobody can tell me how to love myself during pain. You see what I'm saying? Or after having experienced such a hard, such a traumatic experience. So that always helps too.
And I think sitting with yourself, it really is rewarding. Like, you wonder how certain people get to a point where they're just so in tune with themselves, or they have a certain dialogue. But it's like, it just takes the time of just sitting with yourself. And it really is a blessing. It's a gift to you. It's a gift to future you. We're always on this journey where we're having to learn more and push ourselves, you know, be uncomfortable, gain that wisdom about ourselves so we can move forward. But it's really a beautiful thing, no matter how uncomfortable it is. It's really rewarding in the end when you are able to get more secure and close with yourself.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's really worth it.
So
if you get cheated on,
fuck
that nigga.
Period. Let him go. Let it ride.
Yeah. Nigga,
it's gonna take you some time to get to that place. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be bad by yourself. Like, that will take you some time to get there. But yeah, know absolutely. That you can get there and you can heal and it will be okay. Ultimately, look, this year
and in the end, if you can't heal and you can't get there, then you call me and then I'll help you jump his ass and then you'll get there. Okay? And then you'll get there. And you'll get there. Now, once we jump him, you got to stand up and you got to stand on that, because you can't jump him and then you go back to him, because then I'm going to have to see him.
I wanted a big brother so bad. Please go fuck this nigga. Ugh.
Oh my god.
I know it's a lot of big brothers in the world. It's like, bruh, please don't
say I'm tired.
I cannot keep fighting all these niggas for you. You the problem, little sis.
You the problem, yeah. There's a lot of issues that we deal with that we don't realize come from us. Or not that we not that
we are the
come from us, but we are the problem, yeah. We are the problem. Whether it's us not acknowledging our emotions, whether it's us, you know, just being the Lulu, like whatever it is, like the first step of dealing with a problem is acknowledging the problem. And then secondly, talking to yourself about the problem. Like, you got to acknowledge you. You got to talk to you about what's going on.
What part did you play?
What role did you play in what you're experiencing? That has been something I just really been toying with it. For real. It feels like all year.
Not all year, good.
Yeah, it's just a lesson that I'm learning. It's just something that I'm really just dealing with. Like, acknowledging my emotions is something that it's taken me a while, but I'm really proud to say, like,
that's real.
Came far this year. Really been, it's been me and God.
Wait, Yanni, what's your sign?
Aquarius, baby, January
22nd. Y'all always have a little something going on with y'all feelings, y'all, because y'all be so cool on everything. Even when y'all happy, y'all cool on it. Like, don't you care? No,
man. Sometimes I really do identify with Capricorn. Sorry, that's a Capricorn trait, but I truly believe I am not. They say Aquarius really can be nonchalant. I'm not nonchalant. I'm so emotional. Like, it's sickening.
Not in front of people, though, I don't think.
And you know what, Yanz? You have verbalized to me a couple times this year. And I was really dumbfounded just because the way you present yourself is very, like, not to say that you're not always happy, but you're just one of those people that carry a positive energy no matter what. So I think that it has even enlightened me as your friend to see that Like, no, wow. Like, because we going through stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's not all butterflies and yeah. sunshine.
Yeah.
My nigga, I'm out here.
You carry it so well.
Yeah.
And
thank
so
you.
I think that it was a big step for you to even verbalize, like, man, I'm just not, I don't know what it is. You know what I mean?
Bitch, I'm tired. For real. That is a realization. We got to make some other kind of moves.
And that's sure. real.
I appreciate you, cuz. Yes.
Well, guys, this has yes. been great.
Yes.
Mike, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much. We love you. Thank you for coming on.
We got you. I'm going to go hit the blunt. This was great. This was so
okay,
fun.
Period. Wish I had one.
Okay. All right, you guys. Don't forget, tell me happy birthday on the 17th.
Absolutely.
And I'm not forgetting. We will. Thank y'all for listening.
I'm not one of them little hoes, Mike.
We're not on a roster, so we're going to do
right,
what
we
supposed
right, to do. Right, right, mm-hmm. right. We get renewed. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, listen, listen, y'all trying to see next year, and that's what right. I like about y'all. That's what I like about y'all. That's
for real. So thank y'all so much for listening. We know that you guys have enjoyed this episode. If you got any comments, you got anything to say about anything that we talked about, give us a call. Because y'all can do that. Leave us a voicemail. Leave us a message. Send us a text and let us know. You can really text this number and tell us how you felt. And, pick up your phone.
If you be hating, when you leave your message, go ahead and leave it. We can find you too.
So that number that you can do all of that is 470-713-5997. It is anonymous, so please feel free to reach out to us about anything. We will answer your questions on the live podcast. We will anything. Send us a text, like I said. We got you. We love y'all.
Peace.